Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God's grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, where we read, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Paul was troubled by an affliction, a thorn in the flesh, that was not removed by prayer. Yet God had a response for Paul. God told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." Instead of removing the thorn from Paul's life, God gave and would keep giving his grace to Paul. The grace God gave Paul was sufficient to meet his every need. To receive this, Paul had to believe that God's grace is sufficient. We usually don't believe that God's grace is sufficient until we believe that we are insufficient. For many of us, especially in American culture, this is a huge obstacle. We're the people who idolize the self-made man, and we want to rely on ourselves. But we can't receive God's strength until we know our weakness. We can't live in the truth that God's grace is enough until we know that we, in ourselves, are not enough. "My grace is sufficient for you" is a great declaration. And you can emphasize any aspect of this sentence, any word in that sentence. "My grace is sufficient for you." Think about it. First, "My grace is sufficient for you." Grace is the favor and love of God in action. It means he loves us and is pleased by us. Can you hear it from God? "My love is enough for you." Isn't that true? Or take it in the second way. "My grace is sufficient for you." Whose grace is it? Well, it's the grace of Jesus. Isn't his love, his favor, enough? What will Jesus fail at? Remember also that Jesus suffered thorns. He cares, and he knows. You could look at it this way. "My grace is sufficient for you." It is right now. Not that it will be someday, but right now at this moment. His grace is sufficient. You thought something had to change before his grace would be enough. You thought his grace was sufficient once. His grace might be sufficient again, but not now, not with what I'm going through right now. Friends, despite that feeling, God's word stands. "My grace is sufficient for you." Notice this. "My grace is sufficient for you." Isn't it rather modest of God to describe his grace as sufficient? You know, sufficient is a word that can be used of something that barely meets the need. But God's supply is far more than sufficient. The grace of Jesus, the triumphant, resurrected Jesus Christ, it's enough, and it's more than enough. Or maybe this last aspect. "My grace is sufficient for you." I'm so glad God didn't say, "My grace is sufficient for Paul the Apostle." If he wrote that, I might have felt left out. But God made it broad enough. God's grace is sufficient for you. Are you beyond it? Are you so different? Is your thorn worse than Paul's or worse than many others who have known the triumph of Jesus? Of course not. Dear brother, sister, this sufficient grace is for you. By faith, receive it in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.